we have Dr. Alicia Cohen. Dr. Cohen is a family physician and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation clinical scholar at the University of Michigan. She received her MD at Mount Sinai School of Medicine and completed her family medicine training at UCSF Santa Rosa Family Medicine Residency Program and an integrative medicine fellowship at the University of Michigan. Her research seeks to better understand the intersections of food insecurity, nutrition, and diet-related disease, with a particular focus on community-engaged research.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I want to talk to you a little bit today about barriers and facilitators to use of a SNAP incentive program at Detroit farmers markets. This is actually a mixed method study. I'll be presenting the qualitative portion of our work here. So I have no disclosures. And just a little bit of background, there are a number of models for incentive programs across the country in order to address some of the economic barriers associated with high fruit and vegetable costs. One model for these programs is Double Up Food Bucks, and it is actually the only statewide incentive program with uniform implementation across the state. And these programs will match SNAP dollars spent at farmers markets. And until recently, limited work has been done assessing barriers and facilitators to program use. There was recently a really rich report put out by FNS looking at utilization of SNAP at farmers markets and also looking at the use of incentive programs, and there was actually a great presentation session yesterday with FNS and the researchers at WestStat. So I'm thrilled to kind of get to hopefully give another layer to tell you a little bit about some of the research that we've been doing in Detroit. So I actually want to start out with a quote from one of our focus group participants. I think that one of the great parts about qualitative research is just how rich the text is and the stories that it tells. I'm very appreciative of this Double Up program. I hope it never goes away because it has helped me to improve on my health and helped me to eat more healthier because I have more foods available. And it helps me to encourage the children that I love to eat healthier because I take them along with me in my household. My little cousins or my friends' children, they in turn are asking their parents, I want some broccoli, I want some carrots. And their mom is looking at them like, what were you doing over there? We're eating healthier and eating soups and eating fresh herbs. And my little five-year-old cousin, he wants a mint in his water now. He wants rosemary on his chicken. He's like, where's the fresh rosemary? And he wants rosemary chicken, and why aren't you buying it? I wanted it pan-seared in olive oil. And the children are changing, so that makes me feel good, because I encourage them to eat healthier, and if we encourage them while they're young, they'll grow up with a different mindset versus me. I want other things. So with that gives me shivers every time I read that quote. So a little bit more about the Double Up Food Bucks program. It doubles up to $20 in SNAP per visit for the purchase of local produce. So the way a lot of these SNAP incentive programs work, if you're a SNAP recipient and you go to the farmer's market, you go to a welcome center, you swipe your EBT card, it's called a bridge card in Michigan, you say how much you want taken off your card in SNAP. You get that amount in tokens that you can use at the farmer's market for any SNAP-eligible purchases, and then we'll double up. You can get a doubling up to $20 in separate double-up tokens, and those can be used for the purchase of any Michigan-grown produce at the farmer's market. Double Up is currently based at 125 farmer's markets throughout Michigan. It's also being piloted at 6 grocery stores. And it is run by Fair Food Network, which is a national nonprofit working across the food system to improve issues of food insecurity, access, and sustainability. And Double Up has a particularly strong presence in Detroit. At the time that we were doing these focus groups, it was present in 8 out of 11 farmers markets in Detroit. It is now available at 10 of those markets. So a little bit about our specific aims for this qualitative piece. To determine barriers and facilitators to buying and consuming fruits and vegetables among Detroit SNAP recipients, and also to try to better understand both barriers and facilitators to the use of Double Up Food Bucks and the use of farmers markets in general. And our methods, we conducted 7 focus groups with Double Up Food Bucks users. People were recruited at Detroit farmers markets during the summer of 2013. We did, for the purposes of this study, restrict it to English speakers. For reasons of practicality, we do have some other studies where we've also been doing work with Spanish speakers. We did also conduct pre-focus group demographic surveys. People were provided $25 for their participation in the survey. In the focus groups, they were about 90 minutes. And then we also stratified groups into single and multi-visit users because we were anticipating that potentially people who came one time versus people who came multiple times may have experienced different barriers or had different experiences with the program. So just to tell you a little bit about the people in our focus groups, they were 76% female, 78% African-American, 3% Latino, 19% white. They were actually pretty evenly distributed between the ages of 21 and 66. 84% had at least some college. 65% were single. 32% were employed at the time of the focus groups. There were also a large number of folks who were unemployed and disabled, also some students. And then 59% had an annual income less than $15,000 a year. We are also really interested in people's self-reported health measures. 30% reported being in poor or fair health. 41% reported that they were overweight. 21% had diabetes, and 27%, this is self-report, reported hypertension. 62% said that they were eating at least 2 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. 78% were having at least 62% at least 2 servings of fruits a day. 78% at least 2 servings of vegetables a day, and actually more than half were having 3 or more servings of each. So some pretty high consumers. And then we are also interested in screening for food insecurity in this group. So 38% of the participants said that they were usually or always worried about having enough money for food. That being said, 54% of them had been to the farmer's market at least 6 times. And they had all been there at least once, so this was the range. And then also 57% of them had heard about Double Up Food Bucks for the first time at the farmer's market, which is something maybe we can touch on a little bit later. So one thing that we were really struck by is how often in the focus groups people were really describing this health imperative and this need to change their diets. So one woman said, "I like to sustain my vegetables due to my health issues. I've obtained a lot of health problems over the years, sugar, high blood pressure, COPD. So therefore, in this coming year, I really have to change my diet and how I do things." People were also referencing health issues in their families. "A lot of things run in my family that I don't have right now and I don't want. By the time my mother was 35, she had a lot of different health issues. I don't have that and I want to keep it that way." We also had a lot of people talking about the fact that we want to make sure that this isn't something that we're passing on to our children. We want to change things for the next generation. So I want to give you a little bit of a sense of the food landscape, and I do not want to paint Detroit as this overly bleak place. There are certainly a lot of really, really amazing work going on in Detroit around food advocacy, food access, urban agriculture, and there are still issues with access and availability. So some stuff we are talking about with folks, there's very limited access in certain areas to grocery stores. A lot of people are going to corner stores and gas stations to help supplement their food as well as food pantries. So one woman said, "You don't go into a lot of gas stations nowadays with bananas on the counter. They'll have banana pudding flavored cakes, but you won't catch as many fruits. Or like she said, they're damaged. It doesn't make you want to eat healthy a lot of times." Transportation is also a major issue. Where I work, it's 15 miles away, and it takes about 2.5 hours to get there on the bus and 2.5 hours to get back. So I'm not only working my 5 or 6 hour shift, but it literally takes 5 or 6 hours, and by that time, I'm ready to go to bed. Another thing that we were really struck by in the focus groups was, given the tremendous number of barriers that people were facing, people had developed incredibly elaborate strategies to try to make sure that they could eat more healthfully. There were a number of cost-saving strategies people described, including shopping sales, coupons, buying in bulk, really prioritizing their produce purchases and trying to make sure that they could get that in, and just very elaborate planning in terms of where they were going to go, when they were going to go there, how they were going to plan out their weeks or their months' worth of shopping. A lot of conversation also about shopping and cooking knowledge. This came up both as a barrier and as a facilitator. Some people really just saying, you know, give me a fruit or vegetable, I'll make something amazing. And other people saying, you know what, like this is something where I really feel like I don't feel comfortable shopping for fruits and vegetables. I don't feel comfortable cooking it. I feel like I need more help in this area. And then there was a lot of conversation also about preparation and storage strategies. So canning, freezing, really involving family in preparation to try to engage them in the preparation process, making sure that the fruits and vegetables were visible so people could use it, and then also trying to figure out how to hide fruits and veggies and foods for family members who might not be as on board with eating it when they were more easily identifiable. So then also thinking about how Double Up fits in. Double Up just stretches my food budget so much more. I find myself eating a lot more fruits and vegetables than I might have, less boxes of cereal. Double Up was a dream for me. I mean, like, wow, you get the sale on it, 2 for 1, and the vegetables for me was, I like the size of them. They were nice and big, and you could get the big, large red peppers and stuff that makes your food colorful. People were also talking about how Double Up both helps them buy more fruits and vegetables and also stretches their SNAP dollars for other food that their family might need. One other thing is that people also really love the fact that they, over and over again, we heard, I'll give my kids or my grandkids some Double Up tokens, and then I'll let them pick out whatever they want. And I know that whatever they pick out and bring back is going to be healthy, and then we can go home together and we can prepare it. People also really just talked about the farmers market experience in general. So as we heard in presentations yesterday and has sort of been in work in this area, a lot of people cite that they feel the farmers market produce is fresher, better quality, more variety. You can bring things home from the grocery store. They look fresh and pretty and everything, but within a couple days they start to wilt along. Now if you can get something from a farmers market, then it lasts a lot longer. People also really appreciated that they could try new things. The farmers market introduced me to kale. I didn't know what bok choy was, but once I started, I got hooked. Also, a lot of stories about people really saying that they appreciated being able to talk with the farmers, talk with the growers about the food. They would get recipe tips. Sometimes somebody would say, here, you don't know what this is. Take this home, try it, prepare it in this way, and then come back next week and let me know what you think. And so speaking of that, really talking about the farmers market atmosphere, people loved being outside, the social environment, activities for kids, Zumba classes, the recipes and cooking demos when they were available, health fairs, building relationships with the vendor. My kids love it. My son talked about it the other day. He was like, this was after the market season was over, Mom, what are we going to do on Thursday now? You got to find something else to do. And I said, well, we'll just have to go to the store. I said, it's not the same. And he said, yeah, you're right. It's not the same. So there were some barriers that people did bring up about both utilizing Double Up food bucks and going to the farmers market. It was actually a lot of program confusion. This happened more at some of the larger markets, but people saying they weren't sure how to use their tokens, which vendors accepted the tokens. They felt like they really just kind of needed more education about how to use the program and how to use it most effectively. Also, as I mentioned, a lot of people didn't even know about the program until they got to the farmers market. Also, the limited location and market hours could be an issue for some people to get to the farmers market. Transportation was an issue. And then some people, and particularly some folks with disabilities, saying they had difficulty navigating the market and carrying their bags. And that also, if they were taking the bus, even if there was a cart available, it was really hard to then get their produce onto the bus and get it back home. And then although this was infrequently reported, it was pretty powerful when it was. Some people did say that there was stigma using SNAP at the farmers markets, and they did feel like some of the vendors, particularly some of the vendors who didn't take Double Up when they went there inadvertently not realizing they couldn't use their Double Up there, that they felt that they may have been looked down upon. But even in those quotes, people were saying this is a minority at the time that this is happening, but it is something that we encounter. And then the other thing I want to mention is that there was a robust discussion about Double Up Food Bucks says that you can only use your benefits on local produce. Some people really had a problem with that, and they said, you know what, if this program is trying to help us eat more healthfully, we should be able to buy it on any produce. If I want to buy bananas or avocado or pineapple, I should be able to do that. And then there were a lot of other people in the group who said, you know what, that's okay. I like Double Up, and even though there's limitations, I just go with whatever the Michigan farmers grow. It's my effort to support Michigan farmers, support the local economy, and you get local stuff instead of stuff coming in on a train or whatever. And people were really saying, I like the fact that I get to give back. I'm getting these benefits, and now I get to use this to help the local farmers. So we are also really trying to elicit from the participants if they had suggestions for how the program could be better, how it could help them more. So a lot of talk about more advertising, better education about program use. A lot of folks saying we wish the program were year-round and not just during the summer. And also we wish that it could be expanded to all SNAP-eligible retailers. So yes, we love the farmers markets. Yes, this is a really important piece of it. And we wish that it could be expanded to other places we can use our SNAP benefits as well. People wished it could be integrated with their EBT card so that they didn't have these tokens they had to carry around, and also you can't get change and they're $2 tokens, so they wished that it could sort of be a more exact method. And then there was definitely discussion about considering making it available for non-Michigan produce. So some limitations of this work, obviously there's limitations to what qualitative data can tell us in general, which is why we're sort of doing this mixed method study. I will say that we did reach thematic saturation within our focus groups. There was possible selection bias in terms of who was willing to talk to us at the market and also who had stable enough contact information that 2 minutes later we could reach them. We did have some difficulty recruiting one-time users and also a lot of people we contacted, and then they had already, 2 months later, they had come back multiple times. Several groups had a low turnout because it was a particularly nasty winter in Michigan last year. And then the question of the generalizability beyond Detroit, although, like I said, our results have been consistent with what other groups have been finding. So very briefly, conclusions. Participants were highly motivated and engaged. Their dietary changes were motivated in large part by health concerns and by wanting to model something better patterns for their children. Economic and access barriers loom large, and people had developed numerous strategies to try to address these. There were very high levels of self-efficacy in this group. People really spoke to farmers markets as a social network and building community. And I think kind of one of the big takeaways I took from this is that Double Up, it's an economic incentive, but it's also much more than an economic incentive. It's helping address those barriers to fruit and vegetable cost, but people also really felt like it was then helping to connect them to the farmers market and to a larger network and community. So I want to close with just the main reason I came here today is because I like the program and I want to make sure it keeps going. This was at the close of a focus group. I want to be involved, you know, so we can keep something like this moving on. And we had a lot of people at the end of the group saying, even if you hadn't paid me, I would have come here because I wanted to make sure that somebody is paying attention to this program and that this funding doesn't get cut. And so I want to acknowledge my collaborators, Susanna Zick and Laurie LaChance at the University of Michigan, as well as Oren Hesterman and Rachel Chatterton Bear at Fair Food Network. Also, thanks to the other folks listed. Funding for the larger study is provided by both the Kellogg Foundation and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and then we also did have a small pilot grant for these focus groups from the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. The content is the responsibility of the authors and does not reflect the official views of these funders. So thank you.
Thank you.
great question. So Eastern Market, which is the largest market, is actually the oldest outdoor market in the country. So that market does go year-round, although given the Michigan climate, it's obviously much more limited what's available during the winter months. The Double Up Food Bucks program goes from June to November, which is the primary market season and is the market season for most of the other markets in the state. It's a great question. So that's actually something we're looking at. We're doing a pilot right now at a health center in an underserved area in southeast Michigan called Ypsilanti. And one of the things we're doing is tracking people over an eight-month season to both see if and how they're using their benefits during Double Up and also if that's then sustainable beyond the incentive program season into the rest of the market season.